Okay, so I'm recording this for those of you who are like me and would rather just have be read to than read. And this is our first time communicating, so I just want to say thank you so much for being here. It really means the world to me. So here we go. I'm going to read this to y'all. It's called Now Go Kick They Ass. Most of planet Earth knows Chris Tucker as Smokey from the cult movie Friday, or a cop with Jackie Chan in the blockbuster smash Rush Hour, or even Beaumont in Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown. But after this crazy experience I had with him, I know him as a great stand-up comedian, a genuinely nice guy, plus one hell of a music lover. A close friend got me a ticket to see him play in Oakland, and not only was he the funniest stand-up I'd seen, but my friend got me backstage. Turns out Mr. Tucker was a mutual friend, and she talked up my bass playing and singing to him. He said he was having a private party the next day and wanted me to come play at it. He said, "Come ready to play!" You know, in that custom Chris Tucker voice. I took it serious as a heart attack. I showed up early to set up my PA and got comfortable before he and his guests arrived. I drank water because I wanted to be sharp before the performance, and then I went off to the corner to think before I hit the stage. I was nervous, but right then I was also 16 again, and I heard my awesome bass teacher's words, "Now go kick their ass," in that high-pitched voice of his. His name was Mike, and I studied bass with Mike, who was a blonde, mullet-wearing, NASCAR-loving, black music-playing blind man. I studied with Mike for 4 years, and on our last lesson, he just bought me coffee. I remember Grayton, his seeing-eye dog, came with us and just chilled. He always chilled while we played. So we chatted, and at the end of our talk, Mike sent me off, and as I was walking away, he yelled, "Now go kick their ass!" And now I was standing in the backyard of a worldwide comedian, MTV award-winning superstar, about to play for him and his guests. And I remember Mike telling me to go kick ass, and now I was about to. A smile came over my face. I was feeling it. Ah, I felt that fire. So I opened up the show with a dominant tapping bass line. Us bass geeks know all that tapping stuff. It's pretty cool sometimes. And I led that into a kind of funky reggae-ish tune I had written. And I blended that into Bob Marley's Get Up Stand Up. Then I dropped some straight-up funky, eccentric bass rock original, Super Raw, and closed with Billie Jean. The whole time, creating all the loops live, you know, kind of popping the bass and slapping it and making a drum beat out of that, and creating all those grooves from the ground up, layering bass on top of that. And, you know, Chris loves Michael Jackson's music. I don't know if you've ever seen him in that video with Michael. It's pretty funny. So they were close friends, and Michael was the first entertainer I ever loved. I think for a lot of us, he was. So it was a true honor to close the show for Mr. Tucker with my version of MJ's biggest hit. And, you know, everyone knows Michael Jackson is a super percussive dude with his, like, and all that, you know. He always is percussive, so I made it extra funky for him. After I was done, I had a moment alone to reflect on how surreal the whole last 48 hours had been. I mean, how did I get here from being a hometown boy, born and raised in Sacramento? And I was also noticing, as I was thinking that, how patient Mr. Tucker was being with all of his guests. I found out later Chris Tucker was a hometown dude from the South, so he was a true Southern gentleman and a great listener. And to veer off subject, I think all bass players are great listeners because we're versed in the skills of compassion and empathy. To be a bass player, you have to be. You know, you're a supportive member of the band. And compassion and empathy are the two qualities the world needs most of, arguably. But when the band needs it, don't be mistaken, bass players can also kick their ass. Back in the line. Back to Mr. Tucker, who easily made his way over to me. And I blushed, man, which is hard for a black man to do. All excited about him walking up to me, I spoke out of turn and blurted out, "Great show last night, man. The funniest I'd ever seen. It must take balls to be up there alone without an instrument. And by the way, how does a comedian write a set list?" Man, I spoke out of turn. I sounded green. When all I had to say was, "Hello, Mr. Tucker. It's great to meet you." But he graciously responded, "Thanks so much, man. You know, I've been doing stand-up since I was a teenager, so I don't write a set. I just take cues from memory." You know, I was blown away by his experience and his humbleness. But he then said, "You're so creative, man. I was looking at your feet trying to figure out that pedal thing." I replied, "Oh, my loop pedal?" And he said, "Yeah, that's what it is. You're so good, man. I'm going to have to call you up for some stuff." I was speechless. But I think I managed to say that I got the looper because it's much cheaper than a band. And Chris actually laughed at that. So I capitalized on the moment and added, "Looper's easier to get along with, too." He then threw his head back and laughed. And in that moment, I could have died. because I'm an avid comedy fan. So to make a world-famous comedian laugh out loud, the moment was magical. The whole day was great, and after I packed up the PA at Mr. Tucker's party, I just sat there while I let my engine purr for a few minutes. I mean, I thought less than 2 years after I started out as a solo artist, I'd developed a loyal following. Played the biggest stage in my city, which is the Cal Expo main stage, other than the amphitheater, of course. And I played at Chris Tucker's private party. But on top of that, I had finished my album, A Personal Achievement. And it's an album that made it into the hands of Larry Graham of Sly and the Family Stone, and those hands literally invented slap bass, so it was a real honor to hand him my album. He listened to my album from front to back and simply said, "Great bass playing and lyrics in particular." And that's praise from a true OG master of the funk. But perhaps even more importantly than all of that is you, the listener, that makes all of it matter. I look forward to sharing many more moments with you of triumph, challenges, and just magic, or not, laugh out loud, or just music that I've written about other moments that have touched me that were magical. And that exchange is really the whole purpose to my musical trip, because there is nothing better than knowing that something original you wrote is being heard, experienced, you know, and felt, whether by a celebrity, a fellow bass player, or a music fan who just wants that feeling. As long as it's felt by someone else, that is the main thing. That's all that matters. That's the biggest thing. So here's hoping that you are a part of that journey. And if you'd like to hear the most recent milestone of my journey, click below on any one of the links to hear my most recent album, Run Fast and Swerve. Thank you for being a listener and for making it all matter. Cheers.